The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Joe Burrow has said he has never lost two games in a row in his entire life. Congrats to him on breaking that trend. Carson Wentz is broken. Miles Sanders, 18 for 95 yards. That's 5 yards a carry. Needs to be involved more. And that leads me to my one final question of the week. Is 5-11 going to win the NFC East? Because it seems like it.
I can't even argue. You know, Solak on the Kiss and Solak reaction show for BGN, you know, the biggest single podcast on the network here, not to brag. Mm. But Solak had asked the question, what's the over-under for the Eagles for the rest of the year? You look at their schedule. So what is the over-under for their win total? He put it at 5. That means that after all these tough stretch of games that I think are just automatic L's, the Eagles have to go 500. There's zero faith to do that. I mean, Eagles left tackle Jason Peters is banged up again. I hate it, but he's been terrible this year, and the Eagles have zero experience behind him. Dallas Goedert is going to miss some time with an ankle injury, and he was looking like he was going to break out and push Zach Ertz out of town. Like, sometime in Philly is sometimes code for forever. Shout out to Jordan Howard. So eat Arby's. Nothing matters.
I do want to add something on Carson Wentz. I don't know what happens here, because I've said before on your shows, Kissed, and here and everywhere, I don't know a team that hates their quarterback more than the Eagles hate Carson Wentz. It's the city and it's the fans. And there's a lot working against him, and he is in, is it a Kobayashi Maru, the unwinnable situation from Star Trek? I certainly fault him for trying to play hero ball, but it's almost like he has no choice. I mean, and again, this isn't a knock on Wentz. I feel like the game tying touchdown that he had at the end where he ran it in, I feel like he legitimately is thrilled with it. You know, he got to kind of stretch out and have this, you know, Carson Wentz moment and things like that. I'm very curious to see I'll ask you guys this in closing. Who makes a big time, move as a franchise first? The Philadelphia Eagles, the Atlanta Falcons, or the Houston Texans? And that can be a quarterback change, coaching change. I mean, something seismic that causes everybody to go, whoa, that was seismic.
Well, I mean, you could make a case that the Eagles need a QB change so bad it hurts.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly stare through mean. Your soul, yeah.
Look, here's the thing with Wentz. I think there's a bigger issue at play. I think the only person that Wentz trusts is himself. He doesn't trust his receivers. He's losing trust in his coaching staff, and he's losing trust in the organization, and you're seeing it come out in his play. He doesn't trust anything that's going on around him. Mm. Nothing. They need to fix him because they are tied to him. Look at his contract. Look at his dead money. They need to fix him. This is not
look at their cap situation for next year.
They cannot afford to put an okay second rounder in there. They need better level quarterback play. They need to fix that relationship with Wentz somehow. He needs to fix himself.
In all seriousness, it really does look like a quarterback that screams needs a new start. I mean, that sometimes you get these guys where they just need to be traded to a new team or sign with a new team. It is a predicament because of all the reasons you mentioned. Kiss, you know better than I do, obviously, because you cover the Eagles. I don't know where they go from here. And I know where I'm joking, right. But it's like, that is not a situation you want to be in Philadelphia.
You're right, Pete. To me, Carson Wentz feels like Peter Parker in Spider-Man 2 or Spider-Man 3. Sorry. When he's like gotten emo, you know what I'm talking about? And it's like the hair is like, and it's super uncomfortable to sit through. And you could just tell it's like, dude, go get the suit. You threw it away. You know what I mean? Like it's still there. Go get it, please. I think to answer my own question, I think Dan Quinn is the first move to be made made across the NFL of a seismic level. And to your term, Pete, I think he gets the come up of 2021. I think he gets the Jay Gruden treatment that we saw when he was let go by Washington last year. Oh, Dan Quinn's going to make a great defensive coordinator next year. And that's going to be all the talk for the rest of the season. And maybe he will. But I think he similarly, Atlanta and Philly, there are narratives there that are making everything heavier and make, you know, it's about more than just losing this particular game because everybody jumps to a particular conclusion. You're right, Kiss. It doesn't help that Nick Foles leads a comeback in that particular same window while everything is collapsing and falling apart in Philadelphia. But, you know, as a Cowboys fan, you know, hate to see it. You really do. So, well, that does it for it's a great note to end on.
You looked
on.
At us. This guy, RJ, just did the Pete look, but he didn't hit a joke. And I was like, wait, where's he going with this? Is he pitching to me? Should I be talking?
Very quickly, Chiefs-Ravens.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.